Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I think that the tape doesn't lie. I think that it will become clearer and clearer as time goes on that one of those guys is going to separate themselves in the eyes of the decision makers, of Ben, of our front office, of the O-line coaches, of myself. But incomplete evaluation thus far, we still have a lot of football left.
Hour number two tonight, Judson Richards along with you until 9 o'clock this evening. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Also, guests join us on the Score Hotline, presented by Circus Sports Illinois. Download the Circus Sports app today. We are joined now by Scott Baer, the Marquee Sports Network. Scott, a practice after a preseason game. You've covered a lot of NFL teams. Was this somewhat new to you today?
It definitely was, but I understood Declan Doyle and Ben Johnson's logic behind it. I think there were between 33, 35 players out there. It was mostly starters and guys who didn't get a chance to participate or play much in Sunday's game to keep their kind of snap count high. That's why they did it. It makes sense to me. It wasn't the prettiest practice I've ever seen, but they got some work in.
Yeah, no doubt. By the way, I should have mentioned that was Declan Doyle, Bears offensive coordinator, as we came in there. And he was discussing the battle for the left tackle position. Braxton Jones coming off that ankle injury. Second rounder, Ozzie Trapillo out of Boston College. What do you make of where we are as of now for that left tackle battle?
Yeah, the Bears offensive coordinator, he doesn't give away a lot of information for free. He's pretty good at that. I'm not an offensive lineman tape guy, but I think it's pretty close. And I think the Bears are understanding what they have in the second rounder out of Boston College, Ozzie Trapillo. I talked to Braxton Jones on Sunday night for a while, and he had some really interesting stuff to say that I think the Bears are kind of factoring into their evaluation, is that he's still not 100%. He thinks that he's going to get there. He's starting to have more confidence in his surgically repaired ankle. But one thing that really stood out to me is he said that he believes he's now on an upward trend, and he considers the last 4 to 5 practice block, especially the joint practice against the Miami Dolphins, as a sign that he's starting to kind of turn that corner. He's starting to feel like himself. And this is a guy who's been starting since day one, despite the fact that he was a fifth-round draft pick. So Declan Doyle did say that there's some separation.
Right.
I don't know.
But he didn't say who, right?
No.
No.
He's very careful on that one. But I still think, though, that you lean with the veteran experience, at least early on. You've got that week 5 bye, right? But I still think you lean towards that. I also think that Ozzie has an ability to play on the left and the right, and that's attractive too. That might be the way that it goes early on, but we still don't have an answer on that yet.
Let's kind of take a look at the interior. You know, we focus so much of what's happening left and right tackle. The Bears, you know, they went out, they had to go and buy the way I look at it, they had to go buy areas that they've missed on in years past, right? Which is not what you want to do, because their interior offensive line, like, not a single one of those guys were a first round pick. They were all second and third rounders. So they go and get Joe Tooney, they go and get Drew Dahlman in the center, and then they get Jonah Jackson and play right guard. How do they look? Have you been able to see enough? If they look simpatico as they went out and virtually just purchased an interior offensive line?
Yeah, I think Drew Dahlman and Caleb Williams are still working to find some sync there, but Drew Dahlman is a good player. Joe Tooney is what, like, I'll just let Grady Jarrett explain it better than I could. He said, and this is an exact quote, but I paraphrase, that Joe Tooney has been the greatest gift Grady Jarrett has been given since he signed here.
Wow.
And he said that because every day in practice, it's a grind. He has to work for everything. That Joe Tooney is a true Hall of Famer. And if he's showing up like that in practice every day, he said that it wears off on everybody else. That guy doesn't take a day off. It's a battle between those two every single day. You know, kind of powerful stuff there. And Jonah Jackson's had kind of a quiet camp, but not a bad camp. And I think that's what you want from your interior offensive line.
He's Scott Baer, the Marquee Sports Network. Scott, the Bears had a problem getting to the quarterback last year. Do you expect that to be improved this season?
I do, because there have been times with all these offensive linemen that we're just talking about that the Bears are still having a tough time protecting. And I think that's twofold. One, the talent on the defensive interior is way up. And Montez Sweat has been lining up over the right tackle a lot, which I think is a good thing for him. And he's been winning a lot of those battles with a first-round draft pick in Darnell Wright. Second phase, outside of, you know, all the traits that we've been talking about, is that Matt Eberflus, his kind of defense was predicated on getting home with four. Mm-hmm. Dennis Allen has no problem sending anyone at any time for any reason, as we saw in the preseason game. I think it's fourth and goal, and Anyway, he just sells out. Everybody comes. And as somebody who's covered Dennis Allen at multiple stops, I was in Oakland when he was the Raiders head coach. He loves blitzing interior linebackers and safeties that creep up on an offensive tackle and kind of overwhelm them. So I think that with those schematic adjustments and willingness to take risks, I think partially because he knows his secondary is quite possibly the entire team's best position group, and they can cover well in press man. And we haven't even seen Jalen Johnson yet. So I think his aggressiveness is going to help them get after the quarterback as well. They had 40 sacks last year, right in the middle of the pack. To get into the top 10 last year, you needed about five more sacks. I think 45 to 50 is a pretty fair expectation.
Good stuff. Scott Baer, the Marquee Sports Network. Scott, by the way, over the commercial break, I checked the text line at 312-644-6767. This from the 630. The Chicago media really needs to focus on the offensive line and defensive line. Stop talking about the quarterback. We just did 8 minutes on the offensive line and defensive line. So I hope that made you, texter, feel a little bit better about the coverage of the O-line and the D-line. I promise we'll get to the quarterback in just a minute. Scott, sometimes I forget how well-traveled you are. Like, I didn't really put Dennis Allen in your past. Do you want to expound on Dennis about what he does well, what it's like to be covering him again, and your reaction when Ben Johnson chose him?
Well, I was thrilled, for one, because he's a good human being, for one, and I think he's a really smart defensive play caller. Now, going way back when, he might have been 40. He was around 40 years old when he went from Denver's defensive coordinator to Raiders head coach. He didn't have a lot of talent back then, and he was young, and he was, you know, there was a lot going on. So I think that he's really evolved as a play caller, evolved as a coach, and gotten a lot more confident. Because I also covered the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons and Saints truly hate each other. Maybe not the Packers, Bears, but pretty darn close. So I've seen a lot of Dennis Allen defenses, and with the way he used the talented pieces, Tyrann Mathieu, DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan, the style and the way that he likes to attack offenses is pretty aggressive. And I think that because of that run of success in New Orleans, he became more confident, more willing to take risks and really take advantage of the skill sets around them. And look, there's a lot of good skill sets on this Bears roster, a lot of them coming back. And I think that he can put those guys in better positions to succeed. I couldn't think more highly of the guy as a coach. And I think it was a really smart deal because Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen have never worked together. They have some connective tissue with Aaron Glenn, who was in New Orleans as a position coach and obviously worked with Ben with the Lions. So Dennis Allen obviously got some votes of confidence. But to go out there and not hire your buddy, I think, was the smart thing to do.
Yeah, connective tissue. I like that, Scott. That's a good line by you. Scott Beer, Marquee Sports Network, with us on 670 The Score. Judson Richards along with you. We'll get to the Cubs coming up in just about 15 minutes or so. Scott, I did want to ask you, because you've covered the Chargers, the Raiders, the Falcons, now the Bears. What did you make of that Tuesday tough practice, the toughest that anyone had ever seen in their entire lives? And I thought it was impressive they followed up by another very, very gritty one against the Dolphins in that joint practice. What did you make of that, and what did you make of Ben Johnson overall, of how he's run training camp?
Yeah, I mean, I even go back so far as that I've seen Marty Schottenheimer coach training camp practices, right, when there were some slightly different rules. And I still haven't seen a more intense, more physical practice with more live tackling. There was only one live tackling period in that Tuesday session, but then the next 20 minutes just sort of turned into a live tackling experience anyway. And I think, yeah, there were some scuffles, but it was under control, and it was aggressive and intense and hot. And it was one of those moments where I think it was Kevin Byard was saying that as they change the culture, and when this job gets done in terms of that culture change, they're going to look back at that day and be like, that was one of the major turning points. Now, they have to do it. They have to complete the job. But that's how everybody viewed it. And then to come out there, especially defensively, and just beat the Dolphins up for 2+ hours, not only was it super impressive, I think it just really kind of set that tone. Now, you heard some conversation from the, you know, Dolphins media about being dirty and hitting too hard and whatever. I don't know about that necessarily. I think it was all pretty fair, and the Dolphins could have definitely done something similar. And so I didn't have any problem with it, and I think it sets a tone, and I think it's a good tone to set.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned the Marty Schottenheimer days, how different practices were. It's because of how different the CBA was and the rules that are in place now. One of the things that I think is a great sign for that kind of a practice is because it feels a little bit like players versus organizations to protect themselves, to protect their bodies, and most importantly, protect their brains. And so they can't just beat the hell out of them for weeks as they get ready for a season. But to see a team sign up for what a coaching staff asks of them speaks a lot to the respect that they have for Ben Johnson, Dennis Allen, and the rest of that coaching staff, right?
Yeah, I think it does. I think there's a lot of buy-in. Dennis Allen was asked about that last week. What are your indicators for buy-in, right? You can say it, but Dennis said that part of it is effort, that he's getting effort in the meeting room and on the practice field consistently, and their willingness to be coached hard, that those types of things are buy-in. Because sometimes effort when it's 95 and humid is hard. Sometimes paying attention to the details during your 11th practice in 13 days is hard. Everybody at work takes mental lapses. To stay locked in like that suggests buy-in. And I think it comes with, there's Dennis Allen as a defensive play caller, maybe not as a head coach, just because, you know, his overall record isn't sterling, but as a defensive play caller, he's got some serious street cred. Ben Johnson, in 3 years as Lions OC, developed some serious street cred, and their opinions carry weight, and their unwavering belief in what they're doing, despite maybe some difficult results, is that their solution is, we're just going to keep teaching. We're just going to keep grinding. We're just going to maintain that high gold standard for our players, and it's hard, but it will be worthwhile. Just real quick, DJ Moore was kind of asked about that, and he was specifically asked, what do you like about Ben Johnson being demanding and super detail-oriented? And he said, what do I like about it? There's some things he doesn't like, of course. But but what he does like about it is that it's going to get us where we need to go. That's a quote, right? So, yes, you're grinding right now. But you and I have talked about this before. Football players, they want to win championships and get paid. And those two things, Ben Johnson's coaching can get them where they need to go. That's a powerful statement about the respect they have for their top coaches.
Scott Baer, the Marquee Sports Network, with us on 6 of the Score. I'm Judson Richards. Yeah, Scott, the three things that didn't happen last year that jump out to me this year: teaching, accountability, and toughness. With all that being said, shoot me straight on number 18. How do you feel about Caleb Williams and the way that Ben Johnson is getting him up to speed?
Yeah, it's... Oh, man. I'm sure that your text line will tell you that this is a hot-button issue. The way that I look at it is it's not good enough. Like, they ain't ready for prime time right now. And QB1's not ready for prime time right now, but he doesn't have to be because it's August 11th. I had to look at my watch to see what day it was. And that's the point. They are way better, and he is way better than he was in July. And I think he will be way better next week than he was today, where the offense was, to be honest with you, very out of sync. But so my concern-o-meter, which I just made up, it's not at orange or red or like threat level midnight or anything like that. It's somewhere in the blues still. Now, if they go through and Buffalo is different than Miami, and if Buffalo comes down here and their defense like puts it on them, and we don't kind of see that type of steady improvement as we head into that final act of the preseason, then maybe my eyebrow goes up. I also expect, and I don't know when, but at some point I think that the first unit offense is going to see preseason action. I do. I don't know when.
It's got to be against the Bills.
You think maybe, but maybe they do it for a series against Kansas City. I can't really seem to figure that one out yet. But that evaluation is important to me, too. To see it in a game with fans at night, you know, all those, adding those extra layers, how they work, especially against a scheme that they aren't consistently going against, is going to be interesting to me. Because for all the things that we've talked about, they went out and they bought big on the offensive line. There's only one ball. There's like seven dudes who are deserving of heavy reception totals and heavy target shares, right?
Yeah.
That's not the issue here, which makes you want to say, all right, and the scheme, as we've seen, is pretty good. So it's about understanding it and maybe not mastering it, but having firm control. I don't think they're going to be a black belt in Ben Johnson's offense by the end of training camp, maybe by the end of this season. But I want to see, like, I don't really know the karate color belts, but I want to see, like, orange or brown, right?
Well,
like, I don't
white would be bad.
No
white would be brown.
No yellows, nothing like that, right? We need oranges and browns at least.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. I like that. I like that a lot. By the way, do they have a joint practice against the Bills? They don't, right?
Yeah,
or they do?
They do Friday, and it's going to be a fun one. Josh Allen's coming to town.
Yeah, that's right.
And lots of talented defenders. So I think that's one of those heavy litmus test type of moments. That's one where it's very valuable practice tape.
Well, then he may not play on Sunday if it's similar again, you know?
Exactly.
So, Scott, I made a prediction in the 6 o'clock hour that the Bears will be the Vikings on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like there's no better time to get a super talented quarterback than in his first NFL start. That's what I think about that. You're also not seeing Jordan Addison, and this game is at home, and the Bears defense is pretty good, and Dennis Allen likes to confuse the holy heck out of you, and that's a lot for J.J. McCarthy, so I'm with you on that one 100%.
You think they're going to win? You think they can win?
Yeah.
They start 1-0.
I really do.
I'm not predicting playoffs. I'm not predicting double-digit wins. I just think this team is going to punch him in the mouth, and I think it could be a 20-17 kind of ugly game, which often week ones are.
Right, but I do think, and I think with all this live tackling that they've done for the starters, it's going to help them because, as we know, the first couple weeks is normally not beautiful blocking, leverage, and tackling, right? But I think the Bears may have the leg up there Of course, they got to start pretty fast because if you go to chicagobears.com/schedule and then you look at what happens after the bye week, Judson, it is a horror show full of demons and monsters, my guy.
It's the fifth most difficult schedule, I believe, in the NFL, right? Do I have that right?
Yeah. But they go through a stretch where they got to play I think it's like all but one team made the playoffs last year over the course of five or six games. Four of them are on the road, and the non-playoff team is Joe Burrow and the Bengals. Yeah, you know, they got to have to find a way to work through that.
I'm glad we agreed on that, 1-0 start.
I know.
That's not bad. I had a seven-year-old in my neighborhood. This kid looked at me and called me my guy the other day. Like, I dig it from you, but this kid saying it to me, I was like, whoa. Respect your elders.
Yeah. Right. I mean, what happened to, you know, politeness?
Yeah, exactly.
Sir, ma'am.
Oh, Scott, you are a polite man.
Don't ma'am anybody. don't ma'am any woman under the age of 45, just as a general rule.
Yeah.
Not a good move.
No, that's true. You are always so polite with your time, though, Scott. Great work by you. And glad we're simpatico there, and I'd forgotten about the Bills joint practice. Now I have to rethink if I'm actually going to see Caleb Williams in preseason game number two. But it's listen, we're not that far away from the regular season anyways, right?
Yeah, it's almost go time. It's getting close.
Yep.
I'm pretty excited. You know what? We don't know how the season will go, but I can guarantee one thing. The Bears will not be boring. That's for sure.
No, they won't, especially with their head coach at the podium. Scott, appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, Judson.
All right, great stuff. Follow him, Scott Baer, the Marquee Sports Network. A lot of great coverage coming out of the Bears. And, of course, home of the Cubs as well. We are the radio home of the Cubs tomorrow. Whew, Cubs are off today. That's why you're listening to me. It will be the Cubs and the Blue Jays, the AL East leading Toronto Blue Jays in Toronto tomorrow night. That game gets started at 6 o'clock. All right, we want to talk about the Cubs. If you want to talk about the Cubs, phone lines, they are open, 312-644-6767. Jed Hoyer said something after the trade deadline, and he's gotten exactly what he asked for. You'll hear from Jed coming up next.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You know, heavy off-speed approach and... We didn't square up many baseballs. He pitched really well, and you know, we couldn't get the barrel to many balls.
That was Craig Counsell after yesterday's loss to the Cardinals. The Cubs lose that series. We'll talk more about the Cubs in just a moment. By the way, baseball fans, this Friday from 7 to 9 p.m., head to Coombs Corner in Lockport after the game. Meet Ron Coomer. Enjoy Yingling bucket specials and score some Yingling swag. Don't miss the post-game party at Coombs Corner with Yingling, oldest brewery in America. If you have not met Coom, I can tell you firsthand, he is as kind as he sounds on the radio. So I recommend any chance, whether it's at his restaurant or otherwise, you see Ron Coomer, say hello. And I promise you, you will be ultimately delighted. It has not necessarily been as delightful to watch the Cubs in recent weeks and even months as it was at the start of the season. Where are my Cubs fans at? I'd like to hear from where you are confidence-wise. The Cubs, you never know. I do see them as a playoff team. What they do in the playoffs, the situation they find themselves in, as most likely a wild card team as of now. How do you feel about this team? 312-644-6767. Phone lines, they are open. Text line, they are open as well. Again, the Brewers, gosh, 73-44. Name one star on the Brewers. I'll kindly wait. Christian Yelich, I mean, maybe years ago. I saw him one time on the rebooted Magnum PI. That was when he may have been a star. Playing well. I mean, this is a team that said goodbye to their shortstop. Didn't they trade away their closer in Devin Williams? Like, it is wild what the Brewers are doing. And they've earned it. They've won 9 in a row, 73-44. At one point, they'd won 44 of 60. The organization had never done that before. They'd won 30 of 39 at one point. And the Cubs can't keep up. The Cubs now 67-50, 17 games over 500, 6 games back in their own division. Does it feel like the Brewers are like indirectly affecting the Cubs? Like, they may not be playing them mano a mano, but it almost feels like it's part of the, you know, part of the weight, the drag that it feels like we're watching on this Cubs team. Because, you know, since June 1st, what do you think the Cubs record is as of June 1st? 31-28 is their record. 3 games over 500. So they, you know, their last 59 games, 3 games over 500. The trade deadline, names like Willie Castro, Taylor Rogers, Andrew Kittredge, Michael Soroka, yeesh. I really felt for Soroka. You know, if you watched him in postgame in front of his locker when he said that he was embarrassed to have to take himself out of that game after them trading for him, I felt for Soroka. I did not feel for Jed Hoyer. Soroka's a guy who's dealt with injuries his entire career, virtually. And this was the, well, you can't call it a big move, but this was the move that they needed to make. I would have loved Eugenio Suarez. Now, as of now, may not be necessarily needed with Matt Shaw being the hottest hitter in the Cubs lineup, but that doesn't really speak well to how the Cubs have been performing as of late. Here was Jed Hoyer after the trade deadline with those 4 moves that he made, none of them really very notable for a team that's quote-unquote all in. Here's what Jed Hoyer said.
I'm thankful to be here for a long time. Obviously, I'm really happy it gives stability to the staff. I think that's, you know, it's not just, you guys always ask me those questions, but, you know, and I'm not the only person that was wondering about that. So obviously I'm thrilled it got done. I couldn't imagine a better place to work. You know, it wouldn't change my decision making. To me, I've always said, like, this isn't about me. It's not about my contract. It's not about those guys. It's about what we feel like is the right thing to do, you know, for the organization. You know, the goal is to be good every year. That's the goal. The goal is not to have massive up and down cycles. And, you know, I think that's been the focus, is to try to build something that's sustainable, that we can do this year after year. And I think we can certainly do that.
Listen, I before Jed Hoyer signed his contract extension, I was all in on Jed. But I got to say, I hate the word good. I really despise it when it comes to your team, because good is so incredibly forgettable. Good is 88 wins, right? I've seen good miss the playoffs. And so for Jed to say it's the goal is to be good year in, year out, well, guess what the Cubs have been recently? They've been good. And what happened? They've been passed up by what looks like a great team in the Milwaukee Brewers. If you aim for good, you get good or less than. And that's what it feels like the Cubs have done. And you talk about a team who looks like they feel like they've been let down by their general manager or by their president of baseball operations, right? You know, so much has been made of this season being about Kyle Tucker. That Jed Hoyer invested in Kyle Tucker. And so that means that they are all in of trying to go ahead and win a World Series. To me, I haven't been that concerned about the move for Kyle Tucker. The bigger storyline to me was what this team did in the first half of the season, of what this team looked like. Because you know what's more difficult than projecting from halfway through a season is projecting 162 games of where you may end up. So if you find yourself with a team that looks like they may have something, along with having a Kyle Tucker, that's when you invest. Not 2032, said Carter Hawkins in a recent ESPN article. I mean, that's absurd. 312-644-6767. Oh, boy, we got a Brewers fan. Let's hear from Frankie with us in the Western Suburbs. Hey, Frankie, what's going on? Hey, Frankie, are you there?
Yeah, Frankie here. Can you hear me?
I got you. Yeah, what's going on, Frankie?
Okay, here's my point. I'm a huge Brewer fan. The difference between the Brewers and the Cubs, in my estimation, is this. I think the Cubs are a good team, no question about it. But the Brewers' speed on the base paths and contact hitters. Contact hitters normally don't have prolonged slumps. The players at the, except for the second baseman, Horner, the Cubs have players that are prone to slumps because of the type of player that they are. And I call it connectivity. The Brewers are connected. Someone hits the right field. Someone hits behind the runner. Someone steals the base. They don't have any great players, but they all do fundamentally extremely sound.
Frankie, thanks for the phone call. Listen, you could say whatever you want about the Brewers, that whatever they're doing well, if you want to talk about their starting pitching, if you want to talk about their bullpen, if you want to talk about, you know, their stolen bases, that's fine. It's all working. I will tell you, the Brewers are second in baseball in stolen bases. The Cubs are fourth, right? I mean, the Cubs early on looked like they had things that the Brewers didn't. A lot of it just looked like higher-end talent. But as of now, the Cubs' talent has drastically fallen off, including Kyle Tucker, PCA, Seiya Suzuki. The numbers have fallen drastically off as the Brewers' offense is clicking and their starting pitching has been so good. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Justin with us in DeKalb. Hey, Justin, what's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Great.
Sorry, I was eating. I just got out of city council and I heard you talking on the way home. And I had to call any Cub fan. You've seen this before. This has happened every year after the World Series. They start off good, get our hopes up, and then they limp at the end. That's why Schwarber's gone, why Rizzo's gone, why all of them. They didn't hit at the end of the year. You could love them, but they didn't hit. And the same thing's happening again. But one time, I'll tell you when we did make a trade, and we won the World Series when we traded our young talent, Gleyber Torres, and then it worked. And to not do it at this trade deadline was a travesty. In my opinion.
Justin, I agree. Thanks for the phone call. Yeah, 2016 was a year. We know what happened when they went and got Aroldis Chapman, that you had the sign that they are all in. And listen, I understand that there weren't a lot of top-line starting pitching that wasn't moved. But I know that Duran was moved, one of the best closers in all of baseball. I know that Mason Miller was moved as well. So there were top-flight arms, and this just looks like a team that is deflated by moves that were not made. Speaking of Anthony Rizzo, he was on with Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel talking to Anthony Rizzo on his podcast. So here's Rizzo about not making moves after that World Series team.
Probably feel a little bit like with how good you were, you left a little bit of a World Series maybe on the table.
You know, it's so hard to win. I mean, you've played, you know how hard it is to win. You need it to go your way all the time. In 17, we rolled it back and we're definitely World Series hangover. Anyone who wants to say there's no such thing as a hangover is crazy, because you look at that mountain the next year and I'm looking up at it and I'm like,
daunting.
Bro, I'm like, there's no way I'm climbing this thing again. I mean, you leave it all on the field. you do everything you can. And it's like, yeah, could we have won more? Yeah. But it's like, what team has really won back-to-back? First off, no one has since the Yankees, and it just didn't work out.
I feel like there's a part of you a little bit that's kind of like what could have been if the front office had like maybe made some more free agency signings throughout those years.
We were in 2016, and we were the best team, and then we go out and get the best closer, Aldis Chapman, and we're just like, holy no one's going to beat us. And then there's years where we're in that same position, and they don't give us that boost in the clubhouse. You're like, what are we doing? And it's no disrespect to the guys they bring in. There have been years where there's guys out there that we know we can go get that the front offices don't align or whatnot. But when you get that big piece, it's,
I mean, just a huge like shot in the arm.
Now, I'll say this. The Cubs still do have a lot in front of them. They may have to change their view a little bit and what their goals may be as far as winning the division. They've got a big, enormous 5 games coming up against the Brewers, and that will say a lot. Again, the Cubs have the Blue Jays tomorrow night right here on The Score at 6 o'clock. With as much frustration as we feel towards Jed Hoyer, I mean, sometimes in sports talk, I've had this where I wonder, how many hours of my life did I waste talking about something that never happened? How many times did I hear the name Sandy Alcantara on this station and nothing, absolutely nothing came to fruition? One of the reasons why the letdown feels so great is we were talking about the Cubs bolstering their staff in June and it ultimately never happened. So as much as the frustration is directly at Jed Hoyer, let's not forget about Craig Counsell, because he feels a little bit like a forgotten equation in all of this with frustration towards Jed Hoyer. Craig Counsell, when it comes to managing, it is so much more than matchups, lineups, switches, right? There is the human element that comes to managing men, women, whatever a coach is doing, right? There is the emotional side of it. There is the human aspect to it. So being a very, very smart baseball man, I mean, this is where I will forever think so highly of Joe Maddon. The most impressive thing about the 2016 team wasn't just how well Theo Epstein built it. It was Joe Maddon being able to keep it fresh enough where the 108-year drought didn't squash them, did not quell them. So the human aspect of this, when does Craig Counsell, what is he doing? Because very much, you know, he is the, everything is fine, the sky is not falling when I hear him in the postgame. And maybe ultimately believes that. This is a team that is 17 games over 500. They are still very much in when it comes to the wild card. But if they want to get back to the identity of the team that they were, where the one that played aggressively, that always stole bases or took the extra base, and a team that hit in pockets, if 1-3 wasn't hitting, 4-6 was hitting. If 4-6 wasn't hitting, 7-9 was hitting. Right? There was some real life to this team, and you can't find it. And so Craig Counsell, 2 years ago, being made the highest paid manager ever in Major League Baseball, let's not forget that he's got some onus in bringing the nose up and turning this thing around. We still got phone calls on this. You want to get to it, 312-644-6767. Also, rankings are in. Mike Sando of The Athletic, the rankings of the quarterbacks around around the NFL are in. Where did Caleb Williams fall? We'll tell you coming up next.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bears training camp coverage on The Score, presented by Chevy Drive Chicago and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. We will get to the Bears coming up here in just a little bit. Patrick Finley, the Chicago Sun-Times, he is on the beat of the Bears. He has seen it all. He's seeing it each and every day with this Bears team. We'll get his thoughts on Caleb Williams, how things are going with Ben Johnson, why Caleb didn't play in preseason game number one. That's coming up in just about 10 minutes. We have been talking about the Cubs a bit here, 312-644-6767. What are your thoughts on the way things are going for the Cubs? Again, as of now, six games back of the Brewers. Hard to believe. Cubs were 17 games over 500. The Brewers now 73-44. You know, a couple of storylines that I'm really excited to see watch how they unfold is, how does Craig Counsell turn this thing around, right? Like, what, you know, what is his approach as a manager to change the tide, to pull the nose up for a team that just, you know, they feel collectively in a slump. Not only the plate, but it feels just a little flat for this organization. It feels like the Brewers' success is indirectly beating the Cubs. You combine that with a number of guys struggling, including Pico Armstrong, and they just feel like a group that is down. So from a managerial standpoint, Craig Counsell, it's not just about matchups, lineups, switches. It also is emotionally. How do you make your guys feel better about themselves, even when things aren't going right? 312-644-6767. Tom in Downers Grove has been patient with us. Hey, Tom, what's going on? You're on The Score.
Oh, hey. Thanks a lot. I've got a comment about Judd and the Cubs. Also, I've got something else I was going to ask you, if you could ask your next guest about Caleb Williams as well.
Sure.
But also, my first thinking about Judd, I think when Judd signed that contract, it basically neutered him. I think he lost his aggressiveness, desire. He lost the edge to go for it. And I think that was a bad move. And I think behind the scenes, it wouldn't surprise me if some of the Cubs players feel really let down, and who knows, maybe even some mumbles amongst themselves about maybe a lack of confidence in themselves. And I think, and also too, I think this is kind of a tired topic, but I think Wrigley Field and the tremendous loyalty Cub fans have might even play a role, because you can get apathetic. I think, you know, it's a big party and people go there, and you know, it's a moneymaker. And I think the combination of things really was disappointing. And I think Judd basically was neutered. When he got that money, he got too comfortable and too cozy. And that's my view about that. And then my next question would be, you could ask your next guest. It's kind of a hot potato question, because you're talking about a number one overall pick and then undrafted free agent. But who, in all honesty, is showing the best command, execution, discipline, you know, leadership between Caleb and Tyson Bagent? I've asked those questions before, but I think some other hosts don't want to ask their guests, because it's really a delicate question because of the implications it could have, how it could be pie in the face of some of their management. And but I just got a gut feeling that there's a lot to this guy, Tyson Bagent, that is yet to be seen, but yet
Tom, let me stop you. Thanks for the call. We're here with Cubs. Let's stick with Cubs a little bit. I will tell you very quickly, the reason why Tyson Bagent isn't discussed more is because Caleb Williams is a vastly better quarterback. From a weaponry standpoint, athletically, arm strength, and everything. But we'll get to that perhaps in the 8 o'clock hour. And the timing of the Jed Hoyer contract is terrible. Do I think that Jed veered on the path that he was on for the trade deadline? I don't think so. But it just looks terrible for him to say, well, let's make sure we're good years down the road, instead of being all in for a guy who was on his last deal. 312-644-6767. Dave is with us on 6-7 The Score. Hey, Dave, what's going on?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Well, I'm very sorry and sad that the Cubs are in second place, but I hope things can get better for them and get back to the top and get into the race. I'm hoping this is the year that they can go far in the playoffs and World Series. I'm really praying for that.
Well, Dave, they may need your prayers. Thanks for the call. I like a little bit of optimism. You know, so the storylines as far as Craig Counsell, watching him kind of affect this team emotionally instead of just how he puts together a lineup, I'm curious to see how he does that. Because Pat Murphy seems to be doing a pretty good job of it, of having the Brewers kind of playing without a care in the world. The other guy I'm really curious about, PCA. Pete Crow Armstrong. You know, we did silly things like comping him to Ken Griffey Jr. That was me. Yeah, I'll wear that one. Although I just loved Griffey as the kid that kind of played freely. And I saw similar from Pete Crow Armstrong. But the one thing that PCA does is he swings at everything. And I was on during the All-Star break, and I said, second half of the season, let's see if he can improve in this area. Because what has happened as of now, I don't recall what he went last night against the Cardinals. Heading into that game against the Cardinals, game 3 at Sunday Night Baseball, he was 1 for his last 29, right? 12 strikeouts. He was 3-0. He had a 3-0 count his first at bat. They gave him the green light. He actually got a 92-mile-per-hour fastball right down the middle of the plate, just grounded it to second base. He is struggling. But PCA, he is swinging at 62% of the pitches that he sees. 62%. The average swing rate in Major League Baseball, 47.5%. He is almost swinging 15% more of the time than any other Major League Baseball player. So as we watch to see how this team improves, two things I'm most curious about. What does Craig Counsell, got Caleb on the brain. I'm going to blame Tom on that one. What does Craig Counsell do to turn the page and have them focus and play a lot like the team that looked so free early on in the season? And can Pete Crow Armstrong be a little bit more choosy, picky at the pitches that he swings at? Because if you think about it, the difference between an 0-1 count and a 1-0 count is enormous. And so if you are singing 62% of the time, if PCA wants to be the hitter that we hope he can be, he's going to drastically change his approach at the plate. 312-644-6767. Coming up next, Patrick Finley will join us. We'll ask him, do we have a real clear understanding of why Caleb Williams didn't play in that preseason game number 1? That's next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.